This has not changed in the covenant. He said, they all shall know me from the least to the greatest, right? Is that what he says? They shall yah to me. Now turn back to 1 John chapter 2. Hallelujah. 1 John. You all can give this message to anyone, even to the bleakness of fools. And if they follow this along, they will understand. Hallelujah. Okay, who it is? It says here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 24, even as Yochanan encouraged them to continue the faith or the faithfulness of Yah, Siddiqah. He says here, even though they were wrestling, they were having battles, and they were not sure. They were not sure. He says here in chapter 2, verse 24, he says, as for you, let that stay in you which you have heard from the Bereshit. What you have heard from the beginning. Now, let it stay in you, brothers and sisters. Don't let it be elusive. Don't let the enemy draw it from you. He says, if what you have heard from the Bereshit stay in you, you shall continue in the Son and in the Abba. Really, what he's saying here, we will understand the power of Torah that is in Yeshua, because the power of Torah, or the Torah revealed, was in the Bereshit. And so if you continue in the Torah of Yah, you will understand the power of Yahweh, and you will understand the assurance of Yeshua. Verse 25, and this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal Shayam, life. These things have I written to you concerning them that seduce you. Now, there are those that seduce you, or they will try to deceive you, brothers and sisters. He said, but the anointing which you have received of him abides in you. Now, what abides in us? He said, behold, in the time I will put my Torah in the inward parts of Israel. And he's telling them that the anointing or the power of Yah's truth abides in you. And look what he said. And you need not that any man teach you. What is he saying? Not what this damned of a thing called Christianity teach and taught the people over the years. What he's saying, that what Yah's put in you is written in you. You know, no one has to teach you who Yah is. You know who Yah is, because you got his mitzvah. You got his Torah. Even though you're ignorant in many things, you got it. That's what he is saying, brothers and sisters. But as the same anointing teach you all things, it is truth. What is the truth? It's Torah. It is truth. And no lie. And even as it has taught you, he shall abide in, so shall you abide in him. He says in Jeremiah, and I go back 32, 34. I will read that quickly. And they shall teach no man, every man his neighbor. Every man, his brother, said, know Yahweh, for they shall all know me. They shall all know me. That's why you don't need no man to teach you. I should have to teach you whom Yahweh is. I should not have to teach you who your husband man is. Why? Because you that are the true seed of Israel, he has put something in you and invested something in you that is so rich and so powerful. Because of our iniquity, because of our willingness to defy and transgress the Torah, we have missed out on many valuable things from Almighty Yahweh. You don't need nobody to teach you. Why? Because the power of that anointing, is every word of Yahweh pure? Is every word of Yahweh tried? Come on, you think the word is just pure because he says it here in Yochanan? Or was it pure in the Bereshit of things? Was it pure out of the mouth of Jeremiah? Sure was pure. And when Yah speaks the word, is there an anointing there? Is there a power there? Is there his Ruah there? For the words that I speak unto you, they're Ruah and their Shayam, life. Their spirit and their life is what Yeshua said. So you need no man to teach you. For you shall know him. Yisrael, you know your Abba. And so when you hear his name, even though you're a wayward son, going back, gone away from him, when you hear the truth of your Abba, you say, oh, that sounds like my birthright. Let me hear some more of that. Talk to me again about that. Say that again. How do you say that? Yeah. Say it again. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It sounds like that sounds like my Abba. I know him. Something is rising up in me. Yeah, that is the truth. Long lost son, he's calling home. He's calling Israel. He's taking that veneer and that thing that has been opaque. Our heart, our sin has made our hearts opaque and hardened and callous. Now he sends forth the life of the kingdom, or the power of the kingdom, and the everlasting preaching of the kingdom. And now he's breaking the stony heart and giving us a heart of flesh. And we may love him. You will know you love him because you guard his mitzvah. Don't let nobody take that away from you. If I die today, brothers and sisters, you hold fast to that. You guard, you keep, you preserve the mitzvah of Yah in you. Don't let this Leviathan spirit, this power of hell, if it rises up, if you only stand, stand. Stand and see the power of his Yoshaka, Yahshua coming, and the greatness of the power of Yahweh. Stand still. Don't give up. Stand still and see the power of Yahweh. You need no one to teach you. Yahshua put something in you, and that from the least of you to the greatest, you shall know that I am your Abba. I like that. That's all right by me now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's, he says here, look in the 8th chapter of John. Turn back to John chapter 8. Yahshua gives us assurance to what his command was from the Abba. John chapter 8 verse 26. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says here in John chapter 6, Yohanan chapter 8, verse 26. Yahshua said, I have many things to say and to judge you for. He said, but he that sent me is true. Was he sent? But when he said he's commanded, he's directed. He lets us know that he that sent me is true. Is that what he said? Now if Yah is true, Yahweh, then Yahshua is true. Because he is the life, he is the life of his Abba. He is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have what? He have what? Heard of who? Of him. Who is he talking about? The one that is true. So everything he speaks is true, isn't it? He did not destroy the mitzvah, brothers and sisters. This religious spirit is killing many. It's destroying this world. He say what he says to me, what I've heard from him is true. They understood not that he spoke to them of the Abba. Of his Abba. Then said Yahshua to them, when you have lifted up the Ben Adam, the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am he. And this is profound here. And that I do nothing of myself. It is not my power. It is not my will. But as my Abba has what? Again, he says that. Bizorha. As he has taught my teacher. He has taught me. I speak these things. Now, how can we deny that he is the word of Yah, the living word of Yah? He was taught. The word of Yahweh taught him. He was taught out of Torah, the scroll of the book. And everything that was in the scroll can I ask you a question? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Was that scroll or that book that those mitzvah given unto Moshe, were the tablet written on the front and the backside? Was it written by the hand of Moshe or Yahweh? It was written by Yahweh. Was it there to teach? And it taught. Yahshua was taught from the same scroll. Hallelujah. For he had to be the witness of that truth that he came to bear record of. He came to bear record of the power of Torah. This is so plain that even an ignorant man like me understands this. Hallelujah. That's what he came to bear witness of the true record of the one that gave them the law, the Torah giver, Moshe. That his record is true. And there was life and power in it. It was weak because of the wickedness of flesh. You cannot deny Yahshua. He said, I came to teach what Yahweh sent me to teach. Chapter 14 of Yohanan. If we know we love Yahshua, Yohanan 14:15. Now this is the word of Yahweh, brothers and sisters. John chapter 14:15. Yahshua says this now. Now the words that he spoke were they his words of the Abba's word. He says in verse 15 of 14, if you are Hava, you love me. He said, keep my mitzvah. Now what commandments did he teach? What commandments did he teach? He taught the commandments of who? Of Yahweh. So he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Keep the words which I teach you, for they came from Yah. If you love me, keep my commandments. What a warning that he gave unto them. Proof that he was one that walked in the streets of Torah. And I will ask the Abba, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Ruah of truth. See, he is the witness of the truth. That is what the Ruah is. Not this damn trash, brothers and sisters. This damned of a trash in these whole houses. These women fall not like crazy fruitcakes. The men foaming at their wicked mouths. That's not Yahweh. When the Ruah come, it come to witness. He's the witness of truth. He come to let you know, brothers and sisters, you know Yahweh. How do I know? Because you guard his mitzvah. Not some damned of a tradition of man. Not some religious practice and principles or tenets. That is the truth, brothers and sisters. We have been deceived. We have been raped our minds. Yah's restoring Yisrael. He's bringing us back to the first fruit. He's bringing us back to the host of bread. And this host of bread is going to clean you out. It's going to clean out your gut, your colon, your everything. You don't have to worry about your colon being clean. Yah's going to clean it out. Even the spirit of the Ruah of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Can the world receive Torah today? Does the world love the mitzvah of Yah? It doesn't love it. This religious whore doesn't love the mitzvah of Yahweh. The world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him. You know him. How do you know him? Because he was witness of the truth that is in you. What Yah has written in your lev, the Ruah, you will know that it is from Yahweh because you know Yahweh because he has put the delight of Torah in you, my brothers and sisters. And when the Ruah come, you will know that he is of Yahweh and not some damn strange thing out of the Catholic whorehouse or the Baptist prostitute or the Pentecostal Jezebels. Not this crazy acting vile thing that they call the Ruah, because he will witness of that profoundness that's in you. Because of that truth that Yah has placed in you, Yisrael. And if he come talking some of the crazy mess, you say, you damn wicked spirit, you're not of Yahweh. But he comes and say, the name of Yah is a precious name. Ah, this is of Yah. You keep the Shabbat of Yah. I don't care what man says. Ah, I know this is Yah. Hallelujah. You will know. Sure you will. You don't need me to teach you that. But the Ruah that said you will teach you that. You know him because you guard his mitzvah and you keep them and you honor them because they are sweet to you. Hallelujah. For he dwells with you and he shall be in you. Down verse 21, I want to drop down. Verse 21 of the same chapter. Yahshua said, he that has my mitzvah and keeps them, he it is that loves me. Is that not what Yah says? You say you love him and keep not his mitzvah, you a liar. So you keep the commands of Yahshua, they came from the Abba. He said, if you keep them, you know you love me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Abba. Why? You know why? Will I tell you, will you believe me? Because you know that he is the witness of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. What is this truth? This Torah. He didn't come and say, well, that what is written in you is not of Yah. He came to tell you that what's in you, it is written by Yahweh. And that is what the enemy is going to come after. That's what's written in you, Yisrael. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I will love you. I will love you. I will hover you. And he said, I will reveal myself unto you. I will make known that I'm alive in you. The living power of this truth shall rise from you. And you're going to be fat and rich. Ah, this is simple, isn't it? I love simple preaching. I do. I don't need nothing dynamic because everything he speaks is more than dynamic. It is unparalleled. Nothing parallels what Yah speaks to us. Drop down one more verse. Verse 23. Yahshua, as he answered Yahudah, he answered him. He's talking to Yahudah now. Not Yahudah Iscariot. Not Judas Iscariot. He said, if a man loves me, he will guard, keep my word. Now, what words did he speak? Were they from the Abba? He said, he will guard my words. He will keep my words. And my Abba will love him. And we will come to him and we will make our bow. We will make our stay with him. We will show him the mercies of Yah. We will show him the kindness of the Abba. If he loves the mitzvah of Yah. The world is teaching us everything not to love the mitzvah of Yahweh, to break them, to defy them. This iniquitous Torahlessness, this power that draws us away. And Yahweh, He shows His kindness to us, Yisrael, for one purpose. I want to read this now. Turn quickly to Devarim, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, for the Torah of Yah, it does not change, it remains a day. Yahweh has not changed. We that love Him, Devarim 5:10, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 10. This is Yahweh here. Has Yahweh changed? He has not changed. Devarim 5:10, and showing mercy to thousands of them. Yah says, look now, that love Me, we love Him. Is that what it says in your book? That love Him and that keep what? Keep My mitzvah. Did I not read that what Yahshua said? If you guard My word, you keep the words that I speak unto you, the Abba will love you. We will come and make our bow with you in your kahan. He said, Yah shows mercy unto thousands of them that loves Him and keep His mitzvah. You shall not take the name of Yahweh your Abba in vain, for Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that bring His name to vain. Is that what it says there? It's also found in Exodus or Shemoth, the same. So Yah shows mercy unto us to keep His mitzvah, to keep His commands. Thousands, generation to generation. Did He not show mercy unto Israel? Did they sin? But yet they had the covenant, the Brit with them, did they not? They had the written Torah with them. And even though He had the slave men, He would show His mercy unto them. I want to show you two things before I close. I want to show you the true identity of Yah's people. This is a description of the true Hasids, the Kiddushim, the saints of Yah. And David tells us here, Daweed and Tehillim, Psalms 15. Now read the whole chapter, because there's only five verses in the whole chapter. Tehillim, chapter 15, verse 1. The question is asked, Yahweh, who shall abide in your sukkah, your tabernacle? Who shall dwell in your kadosh ha, your kadosh hill, your place of great set apartness? Yahweh says this, he that walks uprightly and work tzedakah and speaks, does it say that? Is that the, T-H-E, the truth where? Come on, my brothers and sisters. And where? Where is he going to write the truth of Torah? And where? In our leaven, our inward parts. The word of Yah has not changed, brothers and sisters. Don't let the enemy trick us. He said, those that keep the truth, that speak the truth in their leaven, Yahweh has put His Torah truth in the leaven of Yisrael. Is this word that David wrote, is it a now word or is it a back then word? It's a word now. It's not a yesterday word. And in the morning, this word I'm reading you now, it will be a now word. He said, those that speak the Torah, the truth, for His Torah is the truth from their leaven. Do you see where it must be, brothers and sisters? Not in the head, not in the thought, but it must be in the leaven. It must be something we love, we guard, and we gravitate to. He that does not backbite, ragal, no gall in him, that does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor. Is that not a part of the mitzvah of Yah? The latter six, you love thy neighbor as you love thyself, and all deals with loving your neighbor, your brother man. Do not the latter six deal with that? Sure it does. Or not take up reproach against his neighbor, that you will not taunt and scorn and mock your neighbor. In whose eyes a vile, look at this now, you that are tzedakah, you that love Yah, that keep the truth in your heart. Look what it says now. You better know what the word of Yahweh says, my friend. It says, you not in whose eye a vile, a bazaar, a buzzard. You know, that's what women used to call men that was no good. What a buzzard he is. As Brother Yosef would tell us, there are no buzzards in America. But that bazaar almost sounds like buzzard, doesn't it? And we say things, we don't understand what we're saying that. But back in my days, a woman will call a man a buzzard. He's a no good buzzard. He'll eat anything. He's a buzzard. And that's what it means here. This vile, a bazaar person is despised. In whose eyes a bazaar person is despised. You don't gravitate to those that are vile. You despise them because they despise the Torah and the truth of Yah. You're not going into the kingdom if you don't despise them. He says, but he that kabod honor them that fear Yahweh, but he honors kabod them that fear Yahweh. We must fear Yahweh. Hallelujah. He that swear to his own hurt, you that will say something, you will swear to your own hurt and change that. Even though you suffer for it. Even though you suffer with a sister, you suffer with a brother, you endure great affliction, you endure the pain. You say, I will do it, you will do it, even though it costs you discomfort. We're not a people like that today. You only go into the kingdom if you're that way. You that will swear even to your own hurt, you say, I'll do it, I even though it hurts me, even though I lose, that's all right. Hallelujah. That's what it says. He that put not his money out to the usurers, he that not put his money in the bank, worried about interest and trying to get rich. That's what he is saying here. You got your hope in money and the things of this life. He that put not his money to the usury or for interest, nor take rewards or bribes against the innocent. That you will receive lies against the innocent, and though you will hear those that are vile, and you will not receive the truth of the innocent one. Those are the ones going into the kingdom. He that does these things shall not be moved. You that do these things, you will not be moved because you have the living power of Torah in you. This is so simple, isn't it? As I close with this last verse, hear it. I'll tell you where it's at. I'll read it. As I said, as I began this Leviathan, the spirit of hell, this beast power, this God power that has arose in this last day like no other time. Everyone has their own faith, and everyone believes in God. Everyone is spiritual today. That is the order of this new world religion. I'm telling you, that's it. It says in Daniel, it says this, listen, chapter 7, verse 25. And the powers today of this Leviathan, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, the beast. And this beastly, it has more connotation than this one that rises up out of this religious whore. You know, I wish I had the energy, my strength evades me because we are people that is so much we don't understand. We don't know. We're not willing listeners and hearers. We may understand the truth of Yah. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. And that's what the Spirit is doing today, isn't it? It speaks against the Most High. Your kinfolks, because you call the name of Yahweh, where baby we call on Lord God Jesus, to hell with them. And they shall speak against the Most High, and they shall try to wear out and shall wear out the kiddushims of the Most High, the Hasid, the saints of the Most High. And this is what this beast has done, and think to change time and Torah and law. That's what this religious whore has done. She has taken the Sunday, the first pagan damnable day, and made it the Shabbat. It's a lie. That's what this beast, she's powerful, this religious whore. She has changed time. She has changed, tried to change the Torah, and she has changed the Torah, but not in Israel. You know why? Because she has put it in your inward parts and in your life. You're Israel. So she has changed time and Torah, but it has not changed Torah with Israel. And they shall be given into his hand until the time of the time and abiding of the time. Herein is the patience of the kiddushims of Almighty Yahweh. We that keep or guard the Torah of Yah, and we that have the power of the testimony and the emunah of Yah, Shua HaMashiach, for we're given under the power of this beastly worldly spirit for time and a moment of time. And then shall us Son of Sadiqah shall rise with the healing of Yah, where all of our tears shall be dried, and there shall be no more pains for Israel. And that is the truth, the whole truth. So help me, Yah. That is the truth for you tonight. May Yah barak you all, may His word be a strength unto you. Hallelujah. I wanted to take my time more patiently, but I just get aroused at times. All right? Hallelujah. So I get beside myself, as the old preachers would say. May Yah barak you all. You that are listening on the live stream, may the strength of Yah fill your life tonight. Hallelujah. We have had a great time here tonight. The simple truth. Pastor Robert, just get a little excited because the word of Yahweh excites me. It does. When I sit down there and Yah gives me things to read, and I don't even know why I'm reading it. And then the light of it comes alive. Because I don't plan out messages. I just don't plan them out. He may give me something. As a matter of fact, He gave me this word yesterday, and I just went to Scripture. Hallelujah. I just found the Scripture that He wanted me to have. But I have to search to find them. But it's a simple truth. And you cannot defy, because it makes spiritual, it brings spiritual light, doesn't it? It does to me. May Yah barak you all. Hallelujah. May He give you strength. May He cause you love to be encouraged. Let us stand to our feet. I'm encouraged tonight. Hallelujah. I am. In all things we do, barak you, Abba. Bless your people, I pray, and strengthen them all. And may your shalom rest upon the house of Israel. And may you bless your people, I pray, in Yahshua's mighty name. And all Israel say hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.